What do you call food that you eat between meals?
Layover.
Layover?
Yeah. Well, that was laid over from the last meal.
What if it's, say you go in and make a sandwich or something in the middle of the afternoon? Say, I'll go have a
sandwich? Well, I just go in there. If I want a jelly sandwich, I'd take a slice of bread and put the jelly between it. If I want a peanut butter sandwich, I'd put the peanut butter in between a couple of slices of bread and eat it. Or if I want an egg sandwich, I'd fry the egg and put it in between it. Yes.
And she'd say, well, I didn't have a meal, I just had a sandwich, or
sandwich,
I just had a what?
A lunch.
Because
that's all I had this morning was a cup of coffee. I ain't had nothing no more than that. A couple of slices of bread didn't feel like nothing.
If,
now, when my wife is home, mostly I always want some hominy, and maybe egg, or maybe some fried bacon. If it's leany, if it's fat, I don't eat it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want no fat.
If you or your wife is going to make a pot of coffee, what do you say you're doing to?
If I want to make a pot of coffee?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'd put the water on and let it boil. And then I'll put my coffee in the cup and my sugar and cream if I'm going to drink cream with it and pour the hot water in it. That's the way you make it now, but once before, you'd put the water in it, and put the coffee in it, and let it boil, and pour it through the strainer into the cup. Yeah.
And would you say, if you're doing it that way, would you say, you could say I'm going to make a pot of coffee, or is there any other way you could say it?
No. No, I know. If it is, I don't know it.
If you want to get some water, what would you drink it out of?
A glass.
And if you weren't careful, set it on the edge of the table and then hit it with your arm, it fell off and did what?
Well, I knocked it over.
And what did it do? What did it do when it hit the floor?
Well, the glass more than that break and it spill all over the floor. More than that break and spill all over the floor.
Just flipping the ashes out the door.
Mm-hmm. One thing, pardon you, not cutting you off, but camels, I smoked all of my days, and I reckon it must have been 5 years. I was over in that field. I got up that morning, had my breakfast, and all I wanted to smoke after eating. And I smoked one of those camels, and I went up, and then every time I go up and come down and go back, my wind was gone. I wasn't sick, have a pain or nothing about me. I did it 3 times and I thought to myself, I said, what ailed me? I'm not sick. I said, it must be that cigarette. So 11:30 I quit. I come to the house and put the horse in the lot. And about 1:30 I went back out there. I said, I'm not going to smoke, and I plowed all the evening. Right then I quit.
Mm-hmm.
Now these don't bother me. I inhale them, but they don't bother me. Yes, sir, I inhale anything I smoke. If it was a pipe, I'll inhale it. Yeah, but I didn't inhale it, it wouldn't take no effect.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's it, darling?
The mailman's gone.
You'll have to come close to me, I can't understand you. You asked, is the mailman gone? No, darling, if he did it, what time is it, Mr.?
It's 11 o'clock.
No, if he gone, he didn't stop, and I don't think he come. Yeah. That's one of them. Granddaughter, Melvin's daughter. The oldest one of the girls.
Don't think so.
Go
ahead. I know she's talking to mothers, I think.